A couple of years ago, Greta Thunberg changed the world. She changed the way we speak about environmental change. She changed the way we look at environmental change activists. And everyone knows her name, right? My friends in India do, my friends in the US do. Everyone knows who Greta Thunberg is and what she has done. And that's what we're going to speak about today. This is Caspian with a Riff on Change Part 3. Today we're going to speak about changing the world, or a large organization, or a large group of people. That could be anything from a big company to a municipality to a country to the world. And I think what Greta did is at the core of what I think creates change. She did something that we'd never heard about. Going on strike from school. She did something very radical. She did it in a way that we hadn't seen before. And she got a lot of attention for it, right? Those two things, doing it differently and getting attention for it, are crucial in order to change the world. There must have been someone who've gone on strike from school. For some reason, for better or for worse. But we don't know their name. This is the first time we know about it at this scale. So first of all, doing it, sure, that's important. But also the extreme virality of what Greta did and how that spread, how other people joined up, how much attention it got in the media. Again, everyone knows her name. And the first part, doing something that no one else has done before, or that very few people have done before, is an idea that is spoken about in the book Zero to One. I can't remember who the author is. I'll put it in the show notes. Either way, I'm not fully through the book, but it's been remarkable thus far. The basic idea is that in order for something to go from, or the process of something going from zero to one is very different from something going from one to two, right? Radical change happens in zero to one rather than in one to two. Because if you build something that's already out there, it's just an upgrade, right? iPhone 13 is not as big as a revolution as iPhone was when it came out. And changing something radically in the way that Greta did, in the way that Apple did with the iPhone, you create a new category or a new playing field even. There's no competition. There's no competition for in creating something new or doing something in a completely new way, there's no competition, right? There's no competition for attention. There's no competition for innovation in many senses. You know, you get so far ahead from being the one going from zero to one that it might even be hard to go from one to two for other people. Just look at great example, if you've been anywhere near the AI debate, if you've tried ChatGPT, you know that ChatGPT is way ahead of, for example, Google's alternative, Bard. Bard is a flop in comparison to ChatGPT. That's also because we have a very high standard for generative AI and large language models coming from ChatGPT. We don't really look at Google in this case. or people even laugh at Google in the AI debate. And that's because OpenAI was first to market. They went from zero to one. We didn't have any chatbots that behaved this naturally, this humanly, and now we do. Building upon that will be hard, it will be fun, it'll be crazy to see. People will do it, people will go from one to two, but it won't be as big of a revolution as going from zero to one. What I want to say with all of this, the point is, in order to create radical change, you need to look for the zero to one. You need to look at what isn't in the world, where is there no competition, where's the gap, basically? What can I do that hasn't been done before? What can I do that the world hasn't seen? Because that in itself will be, you'll create, as I said, a new category where there will be no competition because you'll be alone in that category for a while. But you'll also get people's attention, right? We all love something new. If there would be a great phone, a smartphone that could also be, I don't know, a coffee maker, that would be going one to two. You see, it's really hard to find something that's very anecdotal. You'll need to create dramatic change in order to impact the world. So taking the iPhone example again, the natural sort of line of thought, at least for me, would be how do we go from zero to one in mobile phones or in smartphones? My instant thought is this smartwatch, integrating it onto your body somehow, but that would also be kind of a one to two, right? It would be a development of the phone, which this is. The zero to one would be something like Neuralink, where you completely disregard the interface of the phone. You get rid of the barrier that you have to interact with it with your thumbs. You do something completely new, where you just immerse people into it. These radical thoughts or radical ideas or radical changes have a tendency to grab attention. And again, you need both parts. You need the innovation and you need the attention. So it has to be something someone needs or wants or thinks is remarkable. And I think remarkability, I don't even know if that's a word. If it isn't, it is now. You need to be doing something remarkable. Right? Like Greta did, like Apple did with the iPhone, like I'm sure Neuralink will do to us one day. Doing something completely new and remarkable. That's one thought. That's the zero to one. The second thing I want to speak about is building upon what I spoke about in the last episode. You remember the Venn diagrams and the intersection between you and someone else. That's your relationship, right? Imagine there are 100 bubbles. I couldn't visualize that because I don't know Figma well enough. But imagine it. There's this huge tree of bubbles. And in the intersection between all those bubbles, you're one of them. The rest are your company, your municipality, your country, whatever. In the intersection, that's where you have to focus. Because that's the only touch point you have with all of these people. And if you can change that, how we interact, how we behave as a society or as a large group, I think that's where you create change. Again, iPhone, Greta, all in the relationship between one another, right? How we speak to one another, how we communicate, how we interact. On what I said about attention, if you have an impact on all of these people, it'll be a lot easier to get attention, right? If you only change something radically for yourself, say you become a Buddhist monk and you don't tell anyone about it, really, apart from your closest friends, maybe your family, you're going to have radical change in yourself. It'll impact some of those people because you might not be able to go out to a party or be doing certain things. But it won't change the world. And if you don't tell anyone about it, you won't have an impact on the world, really. Not at the large scale that we're speaking about today, at least. Those are the two ideas I think change the world or a large group of people. It's much more fun saying changing the world. 0 to 1 and focus on the relationships or the relationship to the world. That's it for this time. Please do comment or send notes or thoughts or whatever if you agree, disagree. I'm obviously missing out on a bunch of things that I could say or that actually change the world, so hit me up. If you haven't already, check out the show notes. I've transcribed the whole episode, summarized it with an AI. There'll be some links, stuff like that. And until next time, take care.